right, now we have... Now, while we're setting up the third table and getting ourselves another microphone, thank you, everyone, for actually taking the effort to come to what's often known as Win NFF's T-shirts. However, there's no NFF. You only have me, Jason Scott, master of the pan flute. There are T-shirts this time, so that's how you can really tell that Nick Farr isn't running it. So there's going to be T-shirts and other random prizes. This is not the place to come to increase your personal fortune, but we will, in fact, have some more crap that's in your car to get stolen.
Sure.
No. Nick Farr was actually the last survivor of the Titanic. Two? Is it two, my friends? Does your team have a name, Froggy?
Yeah, good idea.
Did I hear butt fuckers? Assholes. Okay. Why, is there another team? The Mobsters is no longer the team. The Mobsters, as far as I can determine, is a small Republican army.
This is the train we've chosen.
All right, if a fourth team wants to get in, that's fine. She's really cute. That's a major problem. Well, because you're asking for it. They want to cut it off at... Why don't you come compete tomorrow so at least I know there's another team. It's going to be against the team. Oh, there goes my pants. Okay. Hello, everyone. Once again, welcome to NFF's T-shirts, the thing you will remember for the rest of your lives. I'm the new guest host, Jason Scott. I'm here this year. Nick obviously wants it back, so you can always expect his... fine, shiny ass to show up next year. I personally do not drink, so there's not a requirement to drink. However, you will get no concerns from me if you decide to take a drink when you lose. Feel free. If that's required to help you with a good time, do it. You have three teams here. Obviously, the middle one is the Mobsters. In front of me, I have, I believe it's what, the Assholes? Okay, one asshole. And over there, what?
We're the crack whores.
Crack whores. Crack whores.
Optionally known as the feds.
Okay. Wankers, is it? Is that, oh, so this is for the English broadcast we're doing this. The BBC broadcast will be the Wankers versus the Mobsters versus the suits. What? What are you doing? Oh, doing my stand. Okay. Huh? All right, take this one. No, you don't have to give it. Just do the scores.
Hey, everybody.
Okay.
This is Froggy coming out from you from Detroit, asking how you doing this evening.
Hey, does anybody have a light?
Okay, so once again, we're going to start over again. It's endless chatter is the nature of the night. I hope you guys all have a fun time here. Remember, it's all in fun. We're not going for money. Nobody's going to get personally wealthy off of the things that we're doing up here, but I think we're going to have ourselves a good old time. Theoretically, this thing is based sort of off of Jeopardy, but it's kind of not, too. Basically, people are going to get questions. I'll warn people generally where the kind of questions we're going to go into. Each of the questions receives 100 points. unless the question is about CumFest 2003. A CumFest 2003 question, of which I might add I have many, and which I will warn you are rather difficult, will be 300 points. So it behooves you. If you don't answer your question, you do lose 100 points. Because that just makes it a little more fun. If you don't answer a CumFest question properly, that's 300 points. So you want to think twice about a CumFest question or getting up for that one. Doing the finger was a complete failure last year. There's no way that you have the peripheral... Well, doing the finger works, but it's not, you know, an effective way to tell who said what. And last time we had way too much of that. So I'm going to ask that the group hit their glasses against the table. As much as I'd prefer if you guys had some sort of other hitting thing. If you have to, slam your fist. You've been there before. The host does reserve what he might call the jerk ejection option, which is that if you cannot follow these simple rules, you will be ejected from the game and get to watch your friends fail without you. All right. You're a one-man orgy, aren't you? Okay. So we're going to start things out simple with a few hacker questions just to get you people warmed up before we move on to the other important questions. In 1983, if nobody gets the answer right, I will go to the audience to ask for it. I can't think of a single thing to give you other than my love for knowing the answer, but we'll figure something out. We'll figure something. If the answer is Bryan Adams. Anyway, in 1983, a hacker group called the 414s broke into a series of military and business computers in a search to get what for free? No. Okay. Give it to the audience. In 1983, the 414s, a hacker group in Milwaukee, broke into a series of military and business computers in a search to get what for free? The answer, of course, is a case of Coke. All right, we'll ratchet that sucker down a little bit. Why are blue boxes called blue boxes? First one was blue. Yes, that's correct. Seized. Pound the table, mother.
You have to pound the table.
You got a drink?
Hey, you still have your computer.
Every time we go right or wrong, you got a drink.
Under the heading, That's So Ghetto, which wine company fueled their later upscale success by marketing Thunderbird fortified wine? Five more seconds. Not Boone's Farm. How about the audience? Sorry, the answer is Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Hey, do you have any questions?
You would lose 100 points on that one. So you are at... No, this isn't like Ben Stein's money. Because the word win was in it? That's good. That's excellent. All right, well, fine. Sylvester Stallone, Madonna, and John Wayne Bobbitt all have softcore or hardcore films in their litany. Name any one of them. Sylvester Stallone, Madonna, and John Wayne Bobbitt. What? I would... That is not the one that is resounded as her softcore porn. What would the audience... would the audience think of Truth and Dare as softcore porn? Minus 100. Anybody else? Any of the other teams wish to take a guess? Sylvester Stallone, Madonna, or John Wayne Bobbitt? Yes, sir.
Franken penis.
What?
Franken penis.
What? Are you using the power of the internet to cheat?
Of course not.
When it comes to porn, it's in our cash.
What? Oh, cool. This show has two MCs.
Q, why did you have to bring him?
At least one point, the RAA webpage was hacked, and which band's MP3s were provided for free? Yes, sir.
Metallica.
No.
What?
Who was the other...
Limp Bizkit?
Nope. Five. I'm going to be very nice and make it that a team that guesses wrong doesn't guess again, because otherwise they just go into a small shouting tornado of loss. Ban, audience? That would in fact be Linkin Park. A small controversy erupted this week when people were reminded that the key of the city of Detroit had been given to who? Yes?
Saddam Hussein.
Yes, that's right. The answer is Saddam Hussein. Go ahead. What? Which team it is? Certainly. Okay, I'll take that. Which one of the following items can be sold on eBay? Which one of this list can be sold on eBay and doesn't violate their terms of service? Guns, beta software, windshield wiper fluid, wild mushrooms, or soiled underwear? Soiled underwear cannot be sold on eBay.
Beta software?
I'm sorry. Windshield wiper fluid is correct. One for the wankers, minus one for the mobsters. Which of these hacking groups is the oldest? The Cult of the Dead Cow, the Legion of Doom, or the Chaos Computer Club? All right. There you go. Now what? Mobsters say Chaos Computer Club, and they are correct. 1981 versus 1984 of the other two. Wow, this thing has a soundtrack. What recent Oscar-winning film featured both Detroit and Windsor?
8 Mile.
Features Windsor? I mean, Bowling for Columbine, well, okay. I would request that the audience not answer the question for the teams. That's your call. Oh my goodness, it's a Cumfest 2003 question. Remember, it is 300 points and they are extremely tough. So don't get too suckered into it just because it happens to be about Cumfest 2003. Is there anyone here who doesn't know what Cumfest 2003 is? Cumfest 2003 was a small orgy that was being held in a nearby hotel in Romulus that was busted. And it became quite a bit of known that this hotel, which I believe we had a con at, had taken place. That's not the question. The advertisement for Cumfest 2003 promised, quote, lots of girls. How many women actually showed up?
Three.
I'm giving it to them. They were first. You gotta like that. Cause I'm no. That's a 300 on them. To make things up for you, I'll give you another one.
They didn't even get to start. They got thrown out.
Once again. Like that. Warning, the host is not professional. What? Of the two women arrested for CumFest 2003, which once again is two-thirds of the attending women, one of them specialized in what fetish? By specialized, I meant she did it professionally. No, 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 no. Shouting out an answer without hitting. Yes. No. Any audience? What was the fetish? It was not a foot. All right. Obviously, the audience is not going to provide to me the answers I need. What? Cakes and pies. You are correct. Messy sex involving cakes and pies was the answer. In the summer of 2002, what major personal possession did Dennis Baldwin destroy? Go ahead, wankers. What? Wrong. In summer of 2002, what major personal possession did Dennis Baldwin destroy? Go ahead.
The house.
The house, that's correct.
And his eclipse.
A poor, defenseless little kitten.
He killed a cat. That is true.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. What file sharing program was designed to only trade Metallica MP3s? I'll do it again. What file sharing program was designed to only trade Metallica MP3s? An excellent out-of-turn answer from the audience. That is, in fact, Metallicster, which would disallow you from doing any file name that didn't have the word Metallica in it.
Hey, where are you going? Get back here!
It only gets better. Nudity coming. In his advertisements, Robert Jackson said that CumFest 2003 had another name. What was that other name?
Rubicon 4?
This was the wishful answer. Wrong. Is there any? No other? CumFest 2003 was advertised under a second name. What was that second name? Five more seconds. The answer, of course, is oh, yes, sir. No, no, no. Meet Jason Scott is a whole different event. It's actually was called the 100 Man Orgy. All right. There's another set of questions that I'm doing. I'm giving this one. We'll see how this works in this crowd, okay? We're going to do one of these things. And this one's going to be a little bit difficult. It starts out at 1,000 points and goes down by 100 by each one. I am going to say something about a person, and I'm going to give you 10 facts about that person. I highly suggest to you, teams, that you have your glasses poised. I will not let you guess out the thing without hitting it. If the audience calls it out, I will be very angry. This is called Name That Schmuck. And basically, like I said, you have to know the name of the person it is.
Is it people we know here?
Here we go. Again, just so once again, because this is a very... All of these people are associated with hacking or computers. They are all alive. As it currently stands, fuck you. They have... They are men. They all happen to be male at this point. And... Oh, please eat me. And... Oh, man. He is a programmer. He has been programming for over a decade. 900.
Oh, shit, narrows it down.
Each time I do one, it's down by one. He used to program at a company called SoftDisk. He quit that job to start a new company. He still programs. In fact, he programs games. All of his games have sold very, very well. They've sold so well, he owns a couple Ferraris.
John Carmack?
Okay. All right, I need a call on that one. All I heard was a horrible... Suits?
Yeah. John Carmack?
John Carmack it is. Computers or hacking? You'll have to take it up with the appeal process, sir. So, yeah, 300 points. Yeah, 300 points. It starts at 1,000 and goes down by 100 by each statement. Oh, please, $1,000 for John Carmack. $1,000 for John Carmack for getting it out anyway.
Hey, can we get some beer up here?
Cumfest 2003. Cumfest 2003 will stand in history as one of the greatest events in early days. The duffel and gym bags in the rooms at Cumfest 2003 contain towels, dildos, condoms, jelly, and what other vital orgy item? Yes, mobsters.
It was alcohol.
Wrong.
What?
Other two teams? What? Yes, sir. Viagra it was, sir. How old is Dennis Baldwin? Not old enough does not count.
22.
What?
22.
23. Minus 100 for... What?
His birthday is...
He claims 23.
Dennis?
Dennis! How? Are you cheating? Oh. Boy, I'm knocking that one out. I'm knocking that one out. In 1987, Caltech students used massive plastic bags to make the Hollywood sign say what?
Hollywood.
What part of hitting the table to indicate you wish to answer lost you? Answer, not, dude, it was beer. It's always beer. Once again. We're not getting any, fine. Audience. Caltech is the answer. What did someone shout inside the hotel room when the police demanded they be let into Cumfest 2003? Okay. The answer, of course, was, don't open the door. This is not good advice, by the way. We're going to try again with Name That Schmuck, and we'll see how well this one does. Make them good, these suck. The reviews are in now for WinFS t-shirts. The crowd is already wishing that Mr. Farr return from far-off lands and make things so much better.
Like recovery?
Such wonderful, wonderful things. He is a programmer. Oh, wait. Oh, there we are. In high school, he wrote a program during a computer contest that crashed the network. He wrote a Windows program that is very popular. Yes?
Sean Fanning?
Say it again?
Sean Fanning? Sean Fanning?
Sean Fanning.
No, that is not true. His program is so popular, it's on a very large number of Windows machines. His program also likes to deal with networks. So does yes? No, it is not Phil Zimmerman. Good guess, though. All of his programs have been given away for free, although most have been closed source. He got a job with a big corporation. His programs have often had to do with music. In fact, one program plays music and the other one streams music. His programs are Winamp, Nutella, and Shoutcast. And no one cares. So the answer is Justin Frankel. I have decided. Well, never mind. I'm not going to say what I said. What does the tattoo on Dennis Baldwin's chest read?
Detroit?
That is correct. Detroit. Oh, I don't think you should be arguing about errant noise coming across the room. When Robert Jackson was arrested for Cumfest 2003, what was he wearing? Yep. A bathrobe and nothing else. Thank you. That's horrible, isn't it? Can I find out where we are with the scores? Isn't this going so very well? Oh, so we don't... Okay, so... My goodness. All of the teams have scores. Okay, just figure out what the... Figure out what the numbers are. Do like an initial calculation or something. I wish there was a pencil. I'm going to go with Name That Schmuck again. By the way, of course, I always encourage people after this debacle to come up to me and perhaps give me suggestions of other things to ask questions about. This is, after all, my first time with Mr. Farr's ship, and I wonder if he'll be able to get the deposit back on it after I'm done with it. Here we go again. 10 more facts about some guy. He was a press agent who was in the motorcade when Kennedy got shot. Once again, this is Name That Schmuck, where 10 facts are given to you with 100 points taken off from a 1,000-point total for each one. He was appointed as special assistant to President Lyndon Johnson after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That would be wrong.
That's negative points there.
He resigned his position to take his most famous job. He holds that job to the present day. Yes, sir. What? Are we answering, or is somebody asking for someone to come in? They're drunk. Would someone declaring I'm drunk cause them to not be, should they stay on the team, or is that, do you think that's an advantage for the team?
I think they should lose points for that one.
I'm not in favor of losing points, but all right. This person has written 3 nonfiction books and a political thriller. Are we okay? The next false knock will lose points. He has had to testify to Congress on many, many occasions. How the fuck did you get on that team?
He's not on the team. He's just
He walked over. Yeah. There's a fifth Beatle over with the suits.
Get rid of him.
Give him a tambourine and let him have fun. He has also testified in many court cases. One of these court cases involved...
Nick's a fucking faggot.
Nick's a fucking faggot is not right. Took 100 points off that. One of these court cases involved 2600 Magazine. Emmanuel Goldstein was in the motorcade when Kennedy got shot? What the fuck is wrong with you? Just sit down. He has railed against file trading programs on many occasions. He runs the Motion Picture Association of America.
Jack Valenti?
Jack Valenti it is. 100 points.
Charlton Heston.
What?
I know.
I'm sure you do. I have indicated that while we do not condone errant drinking simply for failing a contest, they are more than welcome to. Good Lord. Drink, drink, the fat man commands you. Pound it down. A small dwarf star is telling you to imbibe. Go, go.
Good one.
Yeah. Congratulations, you've just replaced Nick Farr.
Okay.
We all knew it was going to go downhill.
Good. Okay. The mobsters have minus 800 points.
Hey, what the fuck, man?
The assholes later. Have 600, and the wankers have 700.
What about the crack whores?
There is some... Wait.
Okay, I count the wankers.
They're thinking of them as the wankers and them as the assholes. In fact, these are the wankers, and I think that, I believe, is Ernest Borgnine and his friends. They have 700, they have minus 800, they have 600.
Oh my God, we're going to win this thing.
Now, don't y'all think the speaker should drink when he's wrong?
And it's the director of Bowling for Columbine.
Come on.
Michael
Come on.
Moore?
If he's wrong, he should drink, right?
Yes.
I must assign a proxy drinker now.
Don't you think this man should drink when he's wrong?
Good Lord, a drunk man came up and broke something. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, this is going completely out of hand, but that's okay. What caused Cumfest 2003 to post a man outside the room as a lookout? Yes, sir. That's correct. The girls were making too much noise. All three of them. I should point out that all the Cumfest 2003 questions were available on the Smoking Gun. So I'm not just, you know, I didn't just call up Robert and ask him all these questions. Yeah. What MIT club is associated with starting the concept and term of hacking in the 60s? Yes.
The Model Railroad Club?
The Model Railroad Club is correct. Dude, keep your team going. You're horrible, horrible people.
TMRC.
How many hours does it take to join the club?
Next. Which schmuck is it? Are they all ready? He is from Michigan. He used to work as a bellhop. He has worked at a radio station. Yes, sir.
Nick Farr?
Yes, in fact, it is Nick Farr.
That's 700 points, right?
Who is Nick Farr? Oh,
CDN.
How soon they forget. The sands of time cover the man who ran this thing last year. You don't. His pictures are everywhere. They're really cute. You should look them up. What?
Fucking.
Yeah, his middle name is fucking. I mean, there's a lot of great, fine trivia questions, but unfortunately, we're going to focus the trivia questions on, once again. You are correct. They got 700 points for that. That's incredible. The power of Nick Farr has totally turned this thing upside down. That is incredible. What is Dennis's favorite beer? Yes, sir.
Corona?
What?
Corona?
That is wrong. Minus 100. Why is Dennis trying to...
Guinness.
Oh,
wait. Guinness.
Yes, that is correct. Guinness.
He burned me.
Yeah. 100 for the mobsters, a fine change of trend. In all questions involving Dennis Baldwin, we have always deferred to Dennis Baldwin, who is currently the world expert on Dennis Baldwin. Dennis Baldwin hand-wrote the medicines of the Dennis Baldwin question with a question about Dennis Baldwin, and therefore we are going to stick with it. Thank you.
I think he's wrong.
That's balls. That's balls. You are great, great people. The charge against the women arrested from CumFest 2003 was keeping a house of what? I'll give it on the end.
Prostitution?
All right, wait. Go ahead. Wrong.
Prostitution?
Wrong.
Dark cube.
A house of bordello?
House of cards.
That's a good one, but no. Anybody know? They were. I will grant the mobsters were close. A house of cards. A house of the rising sun. She was keeping a house of ill fame. This just in. I suck. Why is my shirt stained? Was that the question? Good Lord, man. You were so smart during the... The conversation. What happened to you?
What's up, man?
Yeah, we'd just like to interject that we need some beers up here.
Did I?
Beer. Bring us beer. 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 Beer.
What's that? Your cum stained shirt? Is that his house?
Yes, my cum stained shirt is at his house. Did I?
Hey!
Wrong team, asshole!
Quinn! Quinn's hot!
What is Dennis Baldwin's current license plate? Good Lord, yes.
I am slow?
That is correct, I am slow.
Masturbating is not a crime, remember.
At this point, I look out upon the audience and I wonder where the next guy doing the next game show after mine is, as like a man looks up from a drowning pool.
Mr.
Snake.
Mr. Scott.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
Jason, do we get bonus points for actually possessing his car keys right this minute?
What?
Do I get bonus points for having his car keys? Dennis's.
You have Dennis's car keys.
Right this minute, yes.
You have bonus points for having Dennis's
car keys.
Wait. Blow me. Ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I'd like to apologize for the low quality of this Nick Farr aftermarket third-party product that we have installed in his place. I do promise you that upon Nick Farr's return, a almost utopia-like rapture will occur, and you will feel... Hacker Captain Zap became famous for making what change to the phone system? Hacker Captain... Yes, sir. The mobsters are correct. He reversed the charges for night and day rates.
That's right.
At her job at Healing Alternatives in Largo, Florida, one of the three women arrested at Cumfest was in charge of what? Yes, sir. It was not cleaning up. Don't take bonus points off for that. I like that answer.
We get points.
No point. You don't get...
We're negative like...
All right, guys, I need everybody to put out the cigarettes. This is a no-smoking room.
This is a no-smoking room, but
you
feel free
are,
to drink.
You are the sunshine of my life. All right, I think we're going to get to a few more questions, and then we're going to, you know, hand out the prizes for the contestants in this game. Great, great people. What was this woman in Key Largo, Florida, in charge of? Any other answers from the other two teams? The mobsters have already fucked it up. We're still on that one. I assume that he was just pounding that for a drink.
He's trying to open his beer.
That was a... I don't know what...
He's trying to open his beer with handcuffs.
It's time
on.
To start punishing them. 100 points off of the team on the end there.
No! Fuck a bunch of that.
You're pounding the fucking table
he
during a question so you
beer.
Can make
That's
a drink.
Legitimate purpose
That's pretty
for
slack. That's pretty fucking slack.
I will kill you with the powers of what? My mind.
The answer, of course, is massage. Did someone threaten my life? That's like a bonus cup. That's points off, too, you know. Take 1 point off for the one finger he just gave me. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Okay, and I think we're going to have just one more question. Let me just see what the scores are.
We're winning.
Yeah. Ask a few more. Tell a joke. Does everyone need a joke? A joke while we do the compilation? I have a very pleasant joke and I have a very unpleasant joke. Do we want the pleasant joke or the unpleasant joke?
Fortune Dasho!
The unpleasant joke, is that?
Ask the fucking question.
All right, no unpleasant jokes. That's horrible. It's a horrible thing to watch. It's like watching a car crash with puppies. It's like a car full of puppies crashing into a car full of kittens. It's the worst fucking thing in the world to see. Now, and what did you do? You talk, look over there. I am not asking them why women won't date Dennis. Oh.
Oh, check out that hand action.
They're on Live Journal.
What?
Below the belt.
Yeah. I'm going to ask one or two questions that are bone simple, so get on the name. What is the molecule on Dennis's right shoulder?
Cocaine.
The mobster's got ahead of it.
Cocaine.
Cocaine is correct.
We were first.
Mobster's 100. Are you almost done calculating?
Move the hand lower.
Oh.
100 points.
This last question is for 10,000 points. One last try. Put your hands up. Not that far up. Not fucking raise the roof. Put your hands in the air. That's the next event. Raise them like you just don't care. What's coming after me? Something which I think is useful. I do want a promo that I will be showing a video tonight called Pirates of the Rubicon. One of the first ones for
it's
movies
gay porn.
Until dawn. It's not... It does have nudity. You were right. I have to warn you. It does contain some nudity. The last question is... Who is not returning as host next year of this fuck-up?
Jason Stowe!
I'm giving it to them on the end
fuck
there.
Fuck them!
We win!
That's the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer.
Okay.
We get it.
I want the Wi-Fi book.
Somebody needs to do this, they said.
I like
somebody,
your shoes.
Somebody will have a lot of fun with this. Look at the fun Nick has with it, they said. Hurrah! Hurrah! Okay, let's see. We got a number of prizes I'm giving away. Don't walk up to me! Get the fuck back down again. I'm going to start shooting motherfuckers. Okay, first of all. Let go of my shit. In the attempt... Okay. In part of my... Once again, thank you for coming to NFF's T-shirts. One of the most popular events at Rubicon, hello. And certainly one you'll remember in some sort of hazy memory for the rest of your life. Our little one-man mobster conga band wishes you once again to have a wonderful time tonight, drinking whatever you can and breaking whatever sad moral code you follow. We're going to miss you. For the mobsters who, in my attempt to help them get on the internet, they are being given one 33.6 modem. Thank you very much. They will also be getting this fine Sound Blaster Live, the book.
Hello.
A very beautiful book. Come.
Sorry, let's do it.
Are you okay, sir? Oh boy. Well. All right. For our good friends, we have a book on Wi-Fi from No Starch Press.
Jesus, God sucks.
A handful
of
3C509s. And Wicca Covens, how to start and organize your own. And finally, for the snoots and suits, the wankers, the assholes, they came up with many names. They were like some sort of bizarre military vehicle, chameleoning as needed, moving under cover of night. We have the Linux Cookbook, a beautiful piece. case the other guys lose theirs.
What?
Mobsters.
Actual t-shirts.
Yeah!
And an iOmega Jazz Drive. And a special gift. Hey, did the fat guy leave? He's off puking somewhere. Hey. One DEFCON shot glass for asshole number one. And I would be most pleased if someone could shove this into the ass of the fat man. No, the
sodium.
Heckler gets it. The hecklers get it. Him and fat guy.
The suits step up.
Fat guy 386 at AOL.
Once again, there will be another of this travesty tomorrow. I don't even know what's going to happen there.
Round two.
We will win.
You fill me full of fear.
Round two.
Oh, please. Thank you. But again, I am ashamed and saddened.
Round two.
But I will remember you always. I love you all.
Andreas Ho!
I'm going to find that man.
Big booty hoes.
What the fuck is next?
Big booty hoes.
Big city hoes.
Big booty hoes.
Big booty hoes.
Thank you. You've been as fine an audience as I'm probably ever going to see again.
Jason Scott.
I'd like to let the mobsters in on a secret. Busy when the microphone
players.
Fucking pops,
more
the sound guy is probably
going to
come and beat you in about 20 seconds.
That's your fault.
Alligators.
I'm going to miss you always.
Microphone pops just like your mom.
Oh.
What? Hacker, hacker, what? Hacker Jeopardy
okay,
is next?
Guys,
is that what's
I'm,
happening?
I'm the best.
Really? Boy, it's a good thing I don't drink. What? Open the shot glass? That was just entertaining. That was a silly, silly damn thing.
You're a good guy.
It's a fucked up thing. But I guess that was what's going to happen.
You know, all right. I owe you some.
Oh, no, you don't owe me nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, after this thing, I have made a bit of a decision. I'd like you to pass it along. We'll
I
put
suck
signs
dick.
Up. Next, the next show, next tomorrow, that is,
I suck dick.
Will not be WinFS t-shirts, but will be a talent contest. And I will ask people to come up with some sort of talent that they must demonstrate before me. Speak to me during whatever.
I suck dick. Jason Scott.
Jason Scott.
Rozelle.
I straight up.
Hey guys. In all seriousness, right here is the Mobster Nest crew. Whoever has any beer to donate, put it in his backpack. We will drink it, and we will give you much props. Please form a single file line towards the end of the room, one at a time. Please, we need beer.
What it ain't for free, dude.
We'll be selling t-shirts, computers, phones, and miscellaneous stuff tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock p.m.
Fuck loads of fun.
That is true.
Hacker Jeopardy, right now, everybody. Represent.
You must phase that in a question form.
What is represent?
What is Hacker Jeopardy? What is fun?
What is fuck yeah? Double click.
Oh my god, I have a ton of beer.
What is that beer given to us? .com.org.
Come on. I barely made it here. I'm unemployed. Give us beer.